Welcome for the first time on my show. It's Adam Jacobson, head coach of NDSCS Wildcats women's basketball. How you doing, coach?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you having me on.
Of course. We're going to do this every Wednesday from here on out for the Wildcat fans in the area who enjoy keeping up with Wildcat athletics. Now, coach, let's start here. You had a game scheduled for later tonight, Ridgewater College. That game got canceled. Does this give you a little bit more time to prepare for your matchup Saturday against Miles Community College?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things, unfortunately, that they just had, just not quite enough players. And it was just, I talked to their head coach last night, and we want to keep the series going. But, it was one of those things that was probably good for both programs, honestly. It gives us a little bit of a break. We're going to take our first day off here in a week, and that'll be good for the kids. And then, yeah, we're going to start rolling here tomorrow and Friday. And it does. It definitely does. We played a lot of games over the last 10 to 14 days. So I'm excited just to relax for a day and then start rolling for Miles.
Well, I was going to say, you might be ready to relax. You started off red hot, coach. 7-0 right now for the women's basketball team. Pretty impressive start. What's gone into that?
Me probably staying out of the way and a lot of talent. No, I'm just kidding. No. Well, probably actually. But we got great kids. We got girls that really want to play. We got girls that, not only do well on the floor, but they do great in the classroom. They do great off the floor. They really like each other. And I know that sounds cliche, but we truly do have really good human beings. And that starts first and foremost. And then, our girls are very coachable, and we put a lot of things at them to start here when we got going. And so far they put it on the floor. We've just been really excited about, our talent 1 through 13.
Yeah, and you joked a little bit there. You said, staying out of the way. But every joke has a little bit of truth, coach. And I think there's a good spot there. It's a good middle ground between how much you have to be overbearing and how much you just got to let the women play, roll the ball out there and let them play. I think you're doing a pretty good job. There's no complaints from me starting 7-0.
Yeah, that's good. I appreciate that. But it's true. I mean, I tell our girls all the time, if you guys play hard and you take our game plan onto the floor, then I'll stay out of the way and I'll be quiet. You won't hear a lot from me. It's the moments maybe when we've made consecutive mistakes in a row, or moments when we have that lapse where we forget to move a little faster than we should, that maybe I have to step up and talk a little bit. But again, this group, we're led by really good players. We have a really good backcourt with Yvonne Dinsaya and Amber Cocoon. And with Amber being an undisputed leader, that really helps. We have Brooke Peters, who's back, who, again, she doesn't score a whole lot for us, but, gosh, she does everything else defensively and talking and knows where to be on the floor. And then last but not least, we have a really good inside presence with our freshman, but then Arcel Massacoy, who came back, who she averaged 13-9 last year. People forget that. And she's been really good for us. So we just have a good mix of good leadership where I can be quiet at times, which I think helps in the players coach the team.
Coach, you got four women that are averaging double-digit points. That helps on the offensive end. Defensively, what's the strategy?
We love just to keep people in front of us, contest any shots we can, and then when they do drive, try to drive them into our post, and our post be ready to, as we call it, build a brick wall and block a shot and try not to foul. I mean, what we try to do is our goal is to not give up threes and not give up fouls. We don't think or free throws, excuse me. We don't think teams can make enough twos to beat us. So our strategy is, and I'm not afraid to say it, is to try to make you move the score a little bit. And if we can do that, I like our chance.
Head coach of the NDSCS women's basketball team, Adam Jacobson. Coach, you got a couple big games coming up. Saturday, you got a home game against Miles Community College. What do you know about your opponent?
I know Miles, they got a lot of talent. They're young right now. They got a new coach and a lot of new players. And, they probably haven't had the success that they've wanted so far to start this year, but they're dangerous. They're a champion. Ultimately, they're a championship team or a program coming off their championship last year in the Mondac, so, and they went to the national tournament. So we got to be prepared because they're going to fight. And then we head out to United Tribes on Sunday, and they're much improved. They can really shoot it. And playing in their gym isn't easy at all. So we'll have our hands full. We definitely got a challenge, but I think our kids will look forward to it.
Head coach of the NDSCS women's basketball team, Adam Jacobson. Coach, it's great to talk to you, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, I appreciate you having me on. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. More great hits coming your way on KBMW, the Voice of the Valley.